This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So I'm in the room with the big table with Jerry.
Orbach.
Orbach. And we're doing the Jerry O show.
Yes.
This was the before.
Prior to.
The new Jerry O show.
Unfortunately, they had to do some triage on the show.
Yes.
And find a different Jerry O.
Yes, because now there's a new Jerry O show with Jerry O'Connell.
And it feels a little false, the level of energy he's bringing in. It does feel a little bit like a Jerry Orbach impression, doesn't it?
I have noticed this. Yes. I'm watching it on maybe TV. I don't think anyone is sure whether the Jerry O'Connell show is on TV or not.
There's a Twitter feed where there are clips.
Yes.
That look like they might have been on a TV.
Yes. Margaret, have you done the Jerry O show?
No.
I haven't been on Jerry O show.
I have to, yes.
Oh,
you have to do it.
Why haven't you done the Jerry O show yet?
I have to.
Often people will come to do this show having just done the Jerry O show. It's a very common stepping stone
and
to
they're
doing our show.
Completely wrung out when they get here.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, that show puts you through your paces.
Mm-hmm. And so this is what happened. Jerry Orbach is fixated on the idea of doing a Tomcats reunion. Tomcats, a movie with Jerry O'Connell.
Of course.
Jake Busey, Horatio. Shannon Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Where they make a Tomcats bet where at their friend's wedding, they say last one of us to get married wins the whole
monies.
Yes. And then Jerry O'Connell makes a bet at a casino and he owes $51,000 to Bill Maher. And so he has to get Jake Busey to get married to Shannon Elizabeth so he can win all the monies from the pot.
It's
to
funny,
repay this debt.
You know, there's a million movies
made. But he falls in love with Shannon Elizabeth, if you let me finish. But yes.
There's a million movies made. And in a way, it's always the same story, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There's really only one story that we tell from Aesop through Euripides. And now with Tomcats, it's the same thing again.
Mm-hmm.
The star-crossed lovers, yes, Shannon Elizabeth and Jerry O'Connell. The Tomcat bet. Of course, like in freaking Antigone, you know, all the same story again and again. What is it about humanity and what's hardwired into our sort of brains to want to hear this story? Margaret, you answer.
It's the same story. It's the hero of a thousand faces. It's same.
That's Jerry O'Connell. You see what he can do with his face.
Yes.
He can make it
effectively rubberized.
Huge. Yes.
Yes. It's either, it could be Jerry O'Connell, it could be some guy in a Mariah Carey video. It could be Luke Skywalker. Everybody as a hero has the same face.
Yes. It's Luke Skywalker's face. It's Jerry O'Connell's face.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Joseph Campbell's face, right?
Mm-hmm.
Explaining what the faces are.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Jerry comes on the show and he's like, I'm going to do this very soon. And then he did the show, Jerry O'Connell Show. Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide.
Kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
Showbiz?
What up, what up?
Yeah.
That we showbiz? Showbiz.
Yeah.
It is, it's
normally
showbiz.
Normally we say showbiz, just to, for kind of like, we don't normally say showbiz.
Obviously you don't know the show, but we say showbiz, you're here, showbiz.
Right.
Business like show business.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
You have a legendary career. You have lots of stuff going on. You have live shows that you're doing this year.
Yes.
For your show, Fresh Off the Bloat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Should it be allowed for two things to have such similar names? Do you think?
Okay. I was afraid he would ask this.
Yes.
Please answer.
I don't think it's allowed, but I think we just do it anyway.
Maybe. It is not allowed.
It's not really allowed.
But should it be?
No.
It should be illegal. I agree.
It shouldn't be allowed.
Because I go to my TV And I say, into my remote, fresh upload. And I'm watching this thing that is funny as all hell, but is not your show.
Yes.
And I end up watching, binging the entire series of this thing, thinking, I'm watching Margaret stand-up, preparing for my special, podcast.
A very long intro, because a lot of these stand-up specials do have a sketch before.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking, this is a longer sketch than usual, because it was what? I mean, 13, 14 hours.
Yeah.
Right.
Was it funny? You bet your sweet ass.
Yeah.
Losing my mind.
Yes. Yes.
I was laughing my ass off. But at the same time, I was kind of pissed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. It's a lot. It's a bait and switch. Is that what it's called?
The
bait and switch. When you have a similar name to something and then it's not.
The bait is having the similar name.
Yeah.
And the switch is with the L.
That's right.
L.
That one L just switches. Changes. Game changer.
Mm-hmm.
His game changer.
Only operates his television through voice activation.
Mm-hmm.
And he only watches TV under heavy sedation.
Oh.
So to expect him to really clearly enunciate a word like, well.
But yeah, it's hard.
That's tough.
You really don't want to see me watch TV in like my normal mind state.
No.
If you really think about what's happening, it's all these different people. Just and all these colors. It's crazy. TV is ridiculous.
Yes.
Oh, well, and with his experience too, he just will dismantle it and remove any amount of pleasure. Like, he just knows everything. He goes, the camera's there. Look, the camera's behind them.
Have you been on set?
Yes.
Being
on
set. A
little bit. A couple times. Here and there.
Okay.
One time in Canada, I think I was.
Okay. Sounds like, my girlfriend in Canada, like that kind of thing.
Here and there. But, you know, I don't really know. But it, it is a lot of stuff going on.
Yes. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
It's so nuts.
There's literally 10 or 12 people doing this stuff.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm about to pass out
so
picturing
crazy.
That.
It's so crazy.
And you have a new Erios podcast.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Margaret Cho.
Yes.
Did you get the idea to do a Cho show joke based on what we did at the beginning here?
I did.
You did steal it.
I did.
Should that be legal?
No. Mm-hmm. It should be legal, but I did it.
When you're driving and you see the cops, do you just freak out? Because you have now admitted to doing multiple crimes.
I know, I have warrants.
Like, I'm driving, I see the cops. Hello, officer. Have a good day.
Let me know how I can help.
My conscience is clean. Yeah, is there anything I can do?
Yeah, you have peace of mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sleep like a baby under heavy sedation.
Yes.
So, I don't have that concern, but I wonder, are you in a sort of animalistic fear state?
I think so. I think all the time. You know, I always have hackles, like, but they're only half up.
I'm seeing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only they're half visible. Up. Only in my neck area.
Yeah.
But the rest of, like, the rest of the hair is, like, kind of laid low. I have to slick it back because it's always a little bit, like, alert.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely. I'm living a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I see you are wearing an athleisure track jacket that is zipped all the way up in order to try
pin down the hackles
unsuccessfully to restrain your hackles
to like push them down, but it's really hard.
It's hurting you,
and your clothes are effectively doing the lumbata on you.
Yes,
because they're being whipped in every direction by these powerful hackles.
Hackles.
And Erios,
mm-hmm.
new podcast network.
Yes,
we're gonna do a show on there soon.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
First one that is actually for voice.
Yeah. I love it.
Just for the boys.
And that's perfect.
That seems fair to me.
For the boys.
Yes.
The boys.
For the boys.
Have to have a voice there.
Yes.
I love it.
And who's this?
This is Lucia.
Okay.
She's my chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also a podcaster.
She is a podcaster as well.
Is she talking on the mic ever?
More the merrier.
She's more of a listener.
Okay.
But
she's really,
we could use one of those.
Yeah. She's a very good listener. She's a really good interviewer.
Listeners, this is like, people don't understand this. Listeners are podcasters too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our full audience is podcasters.
And even non-listeners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Everyone I see is a podcaster.
Yeah.
On a certain level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You just haven't found the mic yet.
Exactly.
Margaret, far from being beholden to sacred cows, When you perform the stage as a veritable abattoir.
Yes.
Speak on that, please.
Well, yes. All of the cattle are slain.
Mm-hmm. What are some of them? Religion.
Really, like, first I do like an air gun to the head of religion. Like a real fast air gun to the head of politics. And then, politics, you know, yes. I eviscerate all of the subjects and mm-hmm. bleed them out. First, because it's heavier. Yeah, so you mm-hmm. hang it upside down, mm-hmm. and then all of the blood comes out, and then you, you dismantle.
Well, mm-hmm. you got to put on the hook.
It yeah. looks to and me then, like yeah. you're feasting on their remains as well.
Yes, so that's definitely.
Once they've been slaughtered, mm-hmm. you make a big ass meal out of that.
Yeah, and then I take like a pancreas or a bladder and blow it up and make a ball. And throw it around.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. And then that's the beach ball that's going yeah. through the stadium.
So everybody do the wave.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's the pancreas of religion.
Yes. Or the bladder. Or some kind of gallbladder.
Anything. Yeah. yeah. Any of those ones that fill up.
Mm-hmm.
Good God.
Yes.
So you've talked about all these things. But there's one subject that you have always been like resistant to talk about, which is how you wanted to say on this show that you have tattoo.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Let's talk ink. Let's talk ink.
Speak on that.
Let's talk ink. I actually don't. I wish I could do do-overs of tattoos.
Mm.
Like, I wish I was kind of like an Etch-a-Sketch and I could just shake.
It's pronounced doovers.
Doovers. mm-hmm. Doovers.
It's Bill Lawrence's company.
Don't you want to do it over? You don't have tattoos.
I know we do.
Where yeah. are they? Where mm-hmm. are they under?
Under.
Really? Way mm-hmm. under.
I am.
Down in there.
Addicted to the stinky inky.
It hurts, though.
Not me.
Oh, I don't like it. It hurts.
Feels normal to me, and not getting them hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm in pain all the time when I'm not going under the pen.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are some of these tattoos?
I have a bunch of birds.
Yes.
Which
raptors?
No raptors. Mm. Oh, you mean like a velociraptor?
No.
No.
I mean this species bird.
Yeah. No. No. No.
Just no kestrels.
No.
No
kestrel.
No kestrel. Okay.
No.
Osprey.
No. 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 No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No. I don't even know what kind of birds. I don't even know. They're like birds with like not toucans, but they have maybe similar colors.
Mm. Three cans.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Devin, that really set him off. Devin, you want to talk about what was so pleasing for you about that?
It was the surprise. Element of surprise.
And comedy is only surprise. Margaret, mm-hmm. you can speak to this.
There's a lot of surprises.
It's only surprises.
But then it's nice to have things that you expect, I guess, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you expect jokes, maybe?
Sure.
But it's a surprise if there's no jokes. That
yes,
would be a surprise.
That
would be a real surprise.
Funny. And
yeah.
that is our show.
Yes. We've been working on
yes.
that. We've been playing in that sandbox for quite a while.
I like
yes.
it.
This is Devin.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hi.
Engineer Devin, one of the last not fully betrayed us yet. He's a newer engineer. Everyone seems to see us doing this mm-hmm. and think, I could do that. Oh, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, we had a... I guess he called himself a producer.
And just to be clear, they can. Like, mm-hmm. like they can do
Well, that's what's so upsetting.
Yeah.
Mm. Is they say I could do that, and then very shortly after they're doing it, and they're kicking our ass up and down Main Street.
Oh, no.
Now.
No.
We had a guy named Kevin who was on this show.
See that chair?
Mm-hmm.
He used to sit right there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He called himself a producer, but he was very clearly our subordinate.
Yes.
He has determined that. He could do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And started his own podcast.
Okay.
Called Baby Don't.
Uh-huh.
And it is with his friend.
Mm-hmm.
Has that ever happened to you?
No. But I can sympathize. I mean, I think that that's hard. When people say, I can do that. Like, and it's always in that really high.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Mm-hmm. I can do that.
Yes.
And it's like a secret, like, personal voice you're saying to yourself when you're mm-hmm. like, I can do that.
It would be nice if someone, for once, it were just like a,
I can do that.
I mean, with the nice real conviction. Low.
That sounds like they're going to help me.
Yes. Yeah. But
that sounds like an offer.
Yeah, that would definitely be nice for once.
Supportive. Mm-hmm. It's supportive, but a supportive baritone.
You've never had a subordinate rise up against you.
No. And try to destroy
I
you.
I wish.
Lucia has never done that.
No, but, you know, maybe she does get, I mean, she'll get mad if she's not in my lap.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll bark out of indignant rage.
Yeah.
This is reminding me of Kevin.
Would it surprise you to know that Lucia emailed us after you were booked to say that you were no longer available and the record had to be canceled, but she did actually have an opening for that exact same time slot morning.
Betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all about Eve, all about Lucia, the backstabbing.
Mm-hmm. But we had heard that this might be something that she would do.
And yes. We'd gotten a separate email from you, but written in very dog-like language.
Oh, no.
So I had to assume that she had hacked your account. So we got the one like, hey, guys, this is Lucia. Margaret's going to be busy. You'll probably hear from her, too. And then we got the email like, woof, this is Margaret. Yeah. I choked on a bone last night.
Oh.
And I'm not feeling up to the record. And I thought, this story doesn't totally track.
It doesn't.
But it's interesting, something you should know, because if I had known about the emails Kevin was sending out to try to sort of plot his escape, I could have maybe undercut him in some way before he got out there and started this podcast.
Well, maybe you should change your passwords. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, but I'll forget them.
Yeah.
I'm going to forget them. Yeah. My passwords, they're all my dad's initials, my mom's birthday, and a hand-drawn picture of Frankenstein.
That seems like it would be hard to figure out, though.
You would think, yeah, but it's a very crude drawing.
Oh, okay.
It's extremely rudimentary.
It's just the bolts on the neck.
That's the bolts. It's like the square head, and then I spend a little too long on his genitals.
Oh, so it's in a whole body.
Yeah, it's a nude Frankenstein.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never seen that. I've only seen just the head, maybe.
People ignore the nude Frankenstein. We think of him only as clothes, but he is, after all, a Franken-man.
True.
And really, as Hayes is quick to point out,
Frankenstein's
the doctor.
That's right, not the monster.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But now I write it down for my after show notes. We've talked about this. I don't say it during the show. I'm always like taking little, okay, for next time we can do maybe fix this and this. When bring a sign as the doctor. Chef Kevin, the producer, is in. You ever do Comedy Bang Bang Show?
Yes.
You done that one?
Yes.
Okay. Was it fun? Or
you felt
like you were just sitting watching?
And when I say you have to for that show, it is they make you do it. Not pleasant to do. Too hard.
For me, that is how you described the tattoo process. You're kind of just sitting there as it's like done. It's like stenciled into you.
Yes, 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 yes.
But
I like it.
But okay,
he
good.
Is doing, he's a producer for that the live show.
Yeah.
In Connecticut.
Wow.
Yeah.
And who was he seeing last night in Connecticut? What else can he steal from me and Sean? But Sean's mom.
He saw my mom last night and he stole my mom.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Engineer Brett, too.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. They stole my mom.
I'm sorry.
I did it to myself.
I know.
I could have visited more.
I mean, yeah.
You were thinking that.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I feel bad, but
the way
you
said, I mean, really, feels like, I mean, you know.
Who's to blame?
I haven't been back there in a little while.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I really set the table for him, and he just went ahead and munched on down.
Munched on your mom?
No.
I mean,
that's not.
No.
I guess I can't say with certainty, but.
Yeah.
I assume that they just probably shared like a hug.
No.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Let's return to the subject of tattoo.
Tattoo. Let's talk ink.
Okay. What tattoo do you think new for Sean?
Choose
what
tattoo for me?
How about a big crest? A family crest? Do you have a coat of arms?
I have a couple, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe a coat of arms for your family.
Mm-hmm. I have a few. I have one big puffy winter one.
Okay. Oh, no, not like a coat for your arms. A coat of arms.
No, he knows. He means like it is a big puffy one for winter. Because
I mean, like, like a banner that if you were in the Game of Thrones, what's your sigil? Like, what's the animal that represents your family?
The bog beast.
Probably like a slug. Oh, yeah. Oh,
so the bog beast?
Yeah, it's like a bog beast covered in slugs.
Okay.
So he can't even open his eyes. He's got so many damn slugs on him.
Oh, Sort of like a like a Korean beauty treatment.
I mean, I suppose, yeah, maybe when the Bog Beast finally emerges from his slug shell, he will be quite beautiful.
Yes, yes.
Would it shock you to know that I once was considered very beautiful?
No, I'm not shocked at all. That's nice. I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think it's over. I think you're still very beautiful.
Well, that's very nice. Yes. That's very nice.
Yes. Lucia thinks so, too.
First person ever say that.
No.
No. Go. So, okay. So you think I should get the Sluggy Bog Beast tattooed?
As your sigil. So if that's like your family crest but or your coat of arms.
But there's sort of multiple quadrants to a coat of arms, isn't there?
I guess.
It's not all just a Bog Beast.
No. I mean, but it would have like the Bog Beast would be the base of it. And then mm-hmm. it would have maybe like whatever the Bog Beast likes to have around him.
Yeah, he could
like,
be reaching into the other quadrants mm-hmm. to get ostrich leg.
Or
like
seaweed,
some,
or
yeah,
you know what's
he's
in a bog?
See what's in a bog?
Mud,
moss, frogs.
Yeah.
Dragonfly reeds.
Dragonflies.
It's kind of stinky. What
Heat?
Else in a bog? Dead body.
Yeah. Well, you are the dead body. The bog man is the dead body.
Right. Okay.
So then you need all of his like accessories. And then that makes up the coat of arms or the sigil.
Right. Okay. So what I would do is probably the initial tattoo would be just the Bog Beast on the coat of arms. And then I would add an accessory every year. So
yeah,
I'd give him like so a little
just
toque or something.
On there, like, or a pipe, maybe.
Mm-hmm. That could be nice to know that he's enjoying a relaxing smoke.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe a flacon or like a, you know, a horn to drink out of. I'm not sure if I'm mixing Norse.
No, a flacon.
A flacon.
Yeah.
Mucklucks.
Anything, you know, like that, you know, you would want to have in your bog with you. It's kind of
right.
like an Egyptian tomb. Like if you're a king and you're mummified, you want to bring all of the, you know, like you would mummify all of your servants and your.
Right. So that when
so
you are
nice.
Risen, you have your stuff. So yes. I'd probably put him, first of all, he's going to probably be wearing a nice set of high waders.
Yeah, because
waders.
You're in a bog.
Because he's in a bog.
Yeah, I don't want to get your legs wet.
He's probably going to want to have some aloe or something.
Mm-hmm. Aloe?
No, is that aloe. How you say it?
Aloe?
Oh, my God. Is that how you say it?
Aloe vera?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's how you say it, isn't it?
Aloe? Aloe?
Oh, no.
No, it's just say it's all. Say
oh,
it's all.
No.
That's
oh
how you say God. It. That's how you say it.
The original way that he
said it. So
aloe?
Many business
aloe.
Meetings.
Aloe. Aloe.
Oh, wow. No wonder. Okay. All right. Yeah. He'd probably need to have some aloe.
Aloe.
Aloe. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's so nice because so many tattoo is like, but whatever. You put Bugs Bunny on your like lower back.
Mm-hmm.
You give him nothing to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, no toys.
Right. He needs rabbit. Like, well, he's a rabbit. So he would need like, either the pellet food or carrots. Don't they
or
carrots?
A little water with a little, one little drop dribbling out.
Oh, yeah, like a little dropper bottle.
Yes.
That they drink.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a hamster bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see for Hayes tattoo?
How about like Tweety? Tweety.
Okay.
Because we're in the Looney Tunes world. We know he's got Bugs Bunny.
Okay. Yeah. Tweety spinning a basketball. Big jeans.
Yeah. Like a raver Tweety.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Tweety. Pacifier around the neck.
Yeah.
Little Vicks tube in his pocket just peeking out.
Mm-hmm.
Really or maybe big, even in his mouth.
Yeah. Big pupils.
Doing that dance where it looks like he's manipulating an invisible orb.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
With glow sticks tucked in between his feathers.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be great if he had an audience for that because he could be doing the thing where he's sort of like rushing the glow sticks past somebody's head.
Right.
And it sort of looks like they're going down a glowing hallway.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Sylvester tries to eat him and he gets hypnotized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a Bad Boy Bill album on the box. Bad Boy Bill.
That's killer.
Yeah, and it's food and stuff for him. Pallets and newspaper lining.
A lot of newspaper lining. Like I think
two visors. Double visor status.
Yeah.
Silk shirt with like sort of snaky designs on it, fully unbuttoned so he can feel the breeze on his chest.
Yeah.
Okay, and at long last, Engineer Devin. Tattoo.
A tattoo? How about a baby's foot on your chest?
Okay. Now, you mean
baby
the second
stomped
one?
Stomped him.
Yeah, like a baby like just stepped on you.
Okay. Right.
He's getting stomped by a baby.
Is there going to be, is there room on there next to the other one?
I'm not sure. I could probably find
You're not sure?
You're really involved in a baby
stampede. You lose track, you get this many tats.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You really do.
You do.
So, yeah, I think that's good.
What would it mean?
It seems like something, that could be something that Bugs Bunny would wear for good luck.
Mm. No, oh, yeah. Exactly. Ah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right. Because a baby's foot would be good luck for anybody who's not a, who's a rabbit.
Yeah, that was sort of what I was thinking.
Right, I think that's true. That's smart.
Erios, give me a rundown of the politics. What's the power dynamic over there?
People still like each other?
Yeah,
pretty new network.
Everybody loves each other. We have fun.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah, there's no dynamics other than we have a good time with it.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good time.
I remember that. You remember?
When you had fun?
When we first started out,
It should still be fun, though, isn't it?
It should.
Aww.
It should, you would think. Yeah.
Really should.
Just a couple wide-eyed kids just starting out, just chasing down the dream of, you know, whatever we do.
How does it, so who runs the company store, Lund or Blasucci?
Both.
They're both shared manning duties. It.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody. Okay. Everybody gets a turn.
Wow. It's like a commune over there.
It is.
Is it like an RPG where one of them is buying and one is selling, or one sells like practical items and one sells potions?
Yes. So it's a lot. And then we have like, we just have booklets and then we have like a kind of a board and pieces, but we don't move them that much because we're just like talking through it.
Right.
So yeah, exactly.
Could be a good podcast.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Could be a good to do a podcast about Dungeons and Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
And then
somebody
tried that.
Yeah.
Devin?
Yeah, there's another D&D podcast. That's one that's advertised on here before.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's
called Another, too, so that suggests there's already one before that.
We're doing ads?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You want to compare notes on what we have today?
Yes, I would like to.
Yeah, let's
I don't know if these are going out with this episode. Wise?
Yeah.
Or are they? I think they are.
Seems unlikely.
Well, either way, it's a great teaser for... I think it's likely.
Oh, is it?
I feel like we're normally recording ads on Monday at 4 for an episode that has to be done at 5.
Right.
Promoting someone else's podcast, Hello from the Magic Tavern, act of total charity.
Mm-hmm.
We received not 1 cent.
Oh, no.
Do you have to do that?
Yes, I think so, but not for that one. I don't know what that one is, but
wow.
At least you guys get ads.
Shot across the bow.
Yeah.
Show feuds with Magic Tavern dudes.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's actually great press for us because they're like a Midwest show. They're set in Chicago, and so there's sort of, it's not,
they'll
like
find out that
West
the feud
Coast
is
feud,
even happening in like 3 months.
Oh no.
Forhims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness for men.
That's good.
Are you doing that one?
No, I should.
You have to.
I have to.
You do it Roman?
Yes.
Feels like you either do that or Roman.
Yes.
Okay.
Quip. It's hard to know what the company is because it's all lowercase.
You
it's hard
quip?
To find on the page. Quip,
oh,
toothbrush.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You guys do toothbrush?
Yes. Do that one?
Yes.
What's your angle?
That you have to brush your teeth sometimes.
We should do that.
We should.
We've been searching.
We have been looking for a way to really sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Indochino. It's like a custom-made suit.
Ooh.
Bespoke.
Mm-hmm. Bespoke.
Bespoke. Bespoke.
Oh is God, that how is you, that say, how you it? Say it?
Bespoke. Bespoke.
Son of...
Bespoke.
God damn it. Bespoke. Indochino is sort of our white whale.
Why?
We've yet to do an ad for them where we really feel like we nailed it.
You, mm-hmm. So you just say the name and then that's all. I think you have to go into more detail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe. We try it.
Okay.
Should all we right. do you want, should we try one?
Yeah, try it. Try
okay.
it.
Okay.
All right. And I don't have this in front of me, so I'm going to be totally winging it.
Okay.
Lucia, you all right?
She just wanted to change positions in her bag.
Yeah, she's getting sneaky.
Everyone knows that the difference between a custom-made suit and an off-the-rack suit is like night and day.
Mm-hmm. So what, is there something there that, like, one of we want to play around
I never
possible.
Had a custom-made suit, so I don't even have either. A suit, so I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. What do you mean, like, a custom, they're all kind of custom-made, though, aren't they, in a way? Like, when you
that's
go get a suit.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you have to get it fitted, I think.
That's interesting.
Maybe yes. there's
they
a
They are all custom-made.
Kind of.
Somebody's
I don't know. I don't
them.
Think they want us to say that.
Okay.
Maybe it's like night and day. So like one of them is normal and the other is when Batman comes out.
Uh-huh. Or a Batman suit.
Okay. Yes. But I mean,
this is probably
it's
custom.
Like night and day.
I can't be the only one who hears the words night and day.
Off
thinks
the rack,
of the Tom
Batman
Cruise,
suit.
Cameron Diaz vehicle.
Yes.
I mean, I literally can't be the only one who immediately went, oh, that's like the Tom Cruise camera. Yeah.
Did you see that?
Night and day.
No,
I didn't. They ride on the same motorcycle.
Oh, no.
Did you see Tomcats?
No.
Oh, God.
You're positive.
I'm so positive. Unfortunately, I have not.
But in a way, you have seen Night and Day and you have seen Tomcats.
Because
it really is the
hero
one
has
story.
A thousand
yes,
faces.
It's the visit from the goddess.
That's
and
right.
Yes.
Here's how it works. You or your favorite gentleman visits one of Indochina's 40 showrooms across North America. Can we all say our favorite gentleman?
Hang on. I got to think. Okay, I've got mine.
Okay.
Are we doing it? Wait, do we do
all
it at
the same
time?
Yes, all at the same time we okay. say our favorite gentleman.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three.
Q Engineer Devin.
Gear Cook. Wait, who was yours?
Engineer Devin.
Oh, mine's well, Alistair Cook.
That's kind.
Alistair Cook. Okay.
Jeeves. I said Jeeves.
Okay. I said,
oh, Jeeves.
I said,
Jeeves
I said,
is good.
I said Q from James Bond.
That's good.
Oh,
too.
That's a good one.
Which Q?
Shut up.
I thought it was Dame Judi Dench's Q.
So Devin is drooling at the opportunity to correct you.
Who's Q?
Q's the quartermaster. He outfits James Bond with his weapons and gadgets.
Oh, so it's not Dame Judi Dench?
She's M.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
She's the boss.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Who's Q in the
well,
Noah
in,
Taylor?
Sorry, Ben Whishaw at the moment.
Oh, I thought it was Noah Taylor.
No. Taylor.
Who's Moneypenny?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't remember.
Moneypenny is the Moneypenny is his like assistant.
Mm. Yeah,
kind of.
Devin, shut up.
M's
do not say yeah like that.
Yeah,
to our guest.
She does a good guest for us.
She does assist James Bond though, so that's fair.
She has a legendary career. She's one of the greatest stand-ups of all time.
I know.
She says Moneypenny's the secretary. You say yeah. Thank
yes,
you.
Thank you.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hollywood Handbook.
Bosch is friends with Lucia now.
I know, they're close.
Mm-hmm.
He's so cute.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
He's a great boy.
What's he, do we give him a chance to just say what he's been up to lately?
Yeah, we can dig in on that. I'm trying to even think of what's been going on.
Okay, Bosch, like what, I mean, you don't have to think about it. Bosch, what is, what's been happening in the house lately?
My stupid idiot brother wants to freaking sleep.
Bosch has a brother who's a human baby.
Oh!
Yeah, and he sure does want a nap and not want me to bark all the time. But if I don't bark, how does everyone know that the whole street is mine and you're not even allowed to get out of your car near my house?
Oh, he's just very protective of his family.
Yeah.
He's very protective. He's such a good boy.
And he gives his brother kisses.
Oh, that's cute. Lucia's growling.
The rule is I'm allowed to give my brother one kiss whenever I want, and that's the official rule.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, he's been, I mean, I guess he's been spending some time in the backyard working with Tony. What else has been going on? He is on a hunger strike.
Oh.
I don't really do food.
Why?
That's not me.
For like a cause?
It's disgusting.
It's, oh,
it becomes freaking poop. Jesus, Bosch. That's what it does.
Oh, Bosch.
It's pre number two.
Margie, like maybe.
I think it does go through some more changes, though. Than
I think so, and some of it gets absorbed for you. Mm-hmm. Basically, so I'll lay it all on the table, and he's not going to want me to say this. I did take Bosch to the vet. He has lost 4 pounds.
Mm. Mm.
We obviously hope on this comedy podcast that there's nothing serious going on, but it was all since we had changed foods for him. Now, some of these raw, high protein foods, I don't know what you got Lucia on, and it may not matter for her, but he's a pretty finicky eater.
Oh, yeah.
Common with huskies, I guess.
Yeah.
Some of these raw, high protein foods, they don't have enough calories.
Oh, I see.
They're so high in protein, but they don't have the calories. Mm. And since he doesn't eat the full amount that would be recommended.
Yeah.
This guy lost 4 pounds. And the vet went, so he's lost 4 pounds. Is that intentional?
Oh.
As if we had put him on a diet.
Oh, no.
And we said, no. So now we got him on this high calorie food that's for like athlete dogs.
Yeah.
Like special, like dogs who are, he's not an athlete. Hey, God. And he still is being very rude about when and how much he'll eat.
Oh.
Do you have any tips?
I think, well, I don't know. Like, she's very picky eater, too. So sometimes I just, like, will pretend to eat it myself, and then she wants
it. Yeah, I do that. I pretend to eat it, and so he's licking his chops, and I go, oh, this is just for me.
Uh-huh.
I put roast chicken in there.
Yeah.
I slice up cheese in there.
Oh, yeah.
I've been cooking eggs for my man in the morning.
Oh.
I've been cooking him eggs.
That's nice.
And this is what he'll do. 3 times, if you cook him eggs, he'll eat it up. The 4th time, ew, eggs.
Oh.
Sick.
Gosh.
Eggs again. Yeah.
So picky.
So then you got to go, all right, so now what do I do for his next 3 meals?
Mm.
Maybe it's cheese. 3 times he'll eat the cheese.
Yeah.
4th time. Yeah, cheese.
Oh.
Are we pretending to eat on the floor? Or like at the table.
Oh, at the table.
Okay.
And then I'll just pretend to eat it, and then she'll want it that way.
Mm.
Then I'll put it down on the floor, and then she'll really go for it.
Well,
I'm upside down on an inversion machine.
Mm, that helps. Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
It's a coat hanger. That's what you call an inversion machine. You just kind of dangle from a coat hanger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a sturdy wooden one.
It could be good while the food's on the table. Like, you put the dog sitting in a chair and you put a jacket on him and you put your arms through the coat and are like pretending that the dog has human arms.
The coat of arms.
Yeah, the dog is
eating and going viral at the same time.
I like that. That's really smart.
Instead of just so often, they are just eating and not going viral.
I know.
Have you noticed this?
I know. They need to be going viral and eating.
Well, and feeding them costs money, but going viral obviously makes a lot of money.
That's right. Hi, boy. Hi, boy.
Ew, sick. Oh, peanut butter, yuck.
Can you hear her?
Yeah, she's getting a little growly. Bosh, you're making her nervous. He just wants to give a kiss, though.
She doesn't have any cackles, though, so she's, like, welcoming it.
Mm-hmm.
Margaret, thank you.
Thank you.
What do you, are you, anything else?
What?
And Bosh hurt her.
What'd you do?
No, I love him.
What did you do?
I love him. He put his paw on my leg.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
He put his paw on my leg. But it was, like, very brief. And then he took it down.
He does. He's asking for something.
Well, he is the best.
Yeah.
Okay. I love him.
I apologize. He got that big old paw.
And I hate that he used up so much of your promotional time. So we are now running just a tiny little bit.
But can I ask, where can we find you?
I'm everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm everywhere. I could be on, well, my podcast comes out on Tuesday on the Irios Network, but you can get it on any pop place you get podcasts.
Holy cow, it's coming out Tuesday. The same day as this one?
Yeah.
This is a freaking bullet through the heart.
I know.
Yeah, we had a good run.
So bad.
We did, but.
That's so
Oh, look,
bad
he's putting his paw on your
can
leg,
we even
too.
Release this? So did that hurt
now
you?
Now he's trying to comfort me, but yes, he is hurting me. That is so bad.
That's so bad for us. Tuesday. Don't say Tuesday. God damn it. All right, well, enjoy.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.